more fascinating teams in the league for the offseason, just because there's just so many ways they can go. They can even just be like, okay, we just hired a new coach and that was our issue all along. But chances are, I don't think they do that. Because they will have money problems sooner than later. No. West is tough. So they're going to have to make some moves that really like solve some of their issues, because I don't think the West is getting any worse anytime soon. Especially when you talk about like the top three teams, and like the teams on the rise, because I do feel like the Spurs are on the rise again sooner than later. So a lot of things, but yeah, they're a team that I'll definitely be super keyed in on all offseason. For sure. I'm trying to figure something out here. But yeah, their team. Can't wait for next week and what I write about some teams, because Heat might be gone, Magic might be gone, Pistons might be gone. Man, I have a lot of work ahead of me, it feels like, and I don't even know if I have time to do that here. But should be fun. Should be fun seeing teams get eliminated, I guess. But yeah, when I come back, I'll probably talk about some draft stuff. And yeah.
I know going through finals can feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
I don't really think that you can see, but I know everything you do to me. You girl, anything is possible. We can be unstoppable. We can be unstoppable. One thing about you, man, you see we not the same. We just some workaholics, because it's not a game. I'm out for everybody until they know our name. Yeah, OCD the gang. Said OCD the gang. Bad bitch to my rebound. She be thinking about me now. Gotta get my way up. Breaking all of this tree down. Boy, don't get me started. So high, I can't recall it. These girls wanna get my love. Goddamn, I think she caught it.
I don't really think that you can see, but I know everything you do to me. With you, girl, anything is possible. We can be unstoppable. We can be unstoppable.
You girl, I don't really give a fuck about y'all. Got me like, damn, I be so crazy, dog. Ain't nobody really said they made me, dog. Swear to God, we'll be in the Forbes magazine one day, looking like M and J-Z, dog. Old school, soul to the flow, so killer. I'll be on my ape shoot, I'm a gorilla. They be on a fake shoot.
shoot.
We be so real and I come through the lane like an 18 wheeler. Goddamn, the love I have for you is amazing. All the mother girls stay basic. You be getting wasted, but your other half stay patient. Love in your heart, better chase it. Damn,
I don't really think that you can see, but I know everything you do to me. With you, girl, anything is possible. We can be unstoppable. We can be unstoppable. You can see, but I know everything you do to me. With you, girl, anything is possible. We can be unstoppable. We can be, we can be.
Chitty Bang opposite adults. Football. The draft was yesterday. Draft was Thursday, excuse me. It was interesting. A lot of things. We'll talk about the Giants. It's really tough not to be very excited about the New York Giants because they look really good. And excuse me for being optimistic, but I don't know. I just don't like when Giants fans are kind of like in their sorrows and stuff. But it's really hard to not be optimistic after the draft. I think this team is in a much better place than it was like 3 years ago. And I don't know. I would say the defense is like looking really good. I think we ended up getting best player in the draft, Abdul Carter. Ended up getting our quarterback, not defense, but you get what I'm saying. Ended up getting our quarterback for the future. Got a really good defensive tackle. And, like, you look at the defense, and it's just like, there aren't really too many holes. If I had to be nitpicky, I still think we do need another cornerback. But outside of that, feel pretty good. I think that should be a top 10 defensive team. For next year. And if it's not, then it's clearly not the talent. Or unless something went wrong with injuries. Again, knock on wood. But strictly a talent standpoint, there's no reason why we shouldn't be top half of the league. Offensively, O-line looks good. Russell Wilson just needs to play smart, play good smart football and hit his playmakers. And then we'll see about Jackson Dart, our new rookie quarterback. I have faith in my GM. I think he could be really, really good. We'll see if he is. But I think, honestly, I think QBs in general are kind of just, I don't want to say flip a coin, but it's a lot of like, most of them don't end up being good. Some of them do. We'll see if we're on the right side of history. But yeah, feel really good about the Giants going forward. We'll see what teams I put them over when we get closer to like the start of the year. But I think I have them winning a lot more games than last year. I'd say that. As for other teams, Browns made a big trade. I think any time when you have Travis Hunter right there, like generational talent, cornerback, receiver, Heisman Trophy winner, blah, 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 and you just trade him, or you trade like the pick. And now, as for the Jaguars and the Browns trade as a whole, I'm kind of just in the wait and see thing for how I feel about the trade, because on one hand, like I said, Travis Hunter's really good. So like trading that is kind of a risky move. But I do think the Browns get the Jaguars first round pick, and I don't know how good the Jaguars are going to be next year. So if they're a bottom 10 team, then I'd feel pretty good about the Browns there. As long as they hit on their picks, which is the most important thing, hitting on the picks that the Jags gave them. But big moves. Big moves for both of them. I say I feel pretty good about the Jags because it's not like, as long as they're not like a bottom 10 team, then it's kind of like, who cares? If you give up like the 15th pick, but if Travis Hunter's a Hall of Famer, then it kind of doesn't really matter. But yes, as for the Browns, interesting draft. Ooh, an interesting draft. You know, Shedeur Sanders. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but yeah. Interesting. We'll see how good they are. I do have a lot of faith in Shedeur Sanders being a franchise quarterback, or at least a pretty good quarterback. A receiver room does need some help, but they have a lot of assets. I'll say that, but it's up to them, like actually hitting on their assets. But yeah, any other things? There wasn't a lot of trades with other teams. Yeah, we'll see. We have officially hit the NFL offseason. There is literally nothing going on after this draft stuff. It's kind of just a lot of months of training camp and a lot of optimism for a lot of teams. And yeah. Wow. But yeah, football season's been fun. So we'll see what happens after that. But when I come back, I'll probably talk about I'll probably talk about some other Coco Jones album.
Let's bring it back, though. I know God love me every day. He drop a bag, though. Never chase the money. It's just something I attract, though. Business on the golf course. Millions on these back four. Blame it on my pops, because I came for the top. No, I came off the top, bro. Elbow to your noggin. She gonna make the block woke. When she get her back broke, I know what to ask for. I'm the one she jockey. I'm the one she jacked, though. I know how to slow down and then fast forward. I don't love her back though. She gon' feel away and tell the city where I'm at though. Try to lie me, but I'm not a map though. I am not a flagpole. You're not finna climb me. I am not a tadpole, but a slimy. I've been getting money since a young and wicked Simon. Take your crib out, they just study the assignment. They say money blinded.
I'm Helen Keller in a Pele Pele letter, feeling indebted to the better days. Wish we could rewind them. Peanut butter 63, I wish that you could sit with me. You played yourself a fade away. Damn, oh how the mighty have fallen. I thought as I laid on the ground, made my way back on my own. What I need from you now, Zaza, I'm E.T. phone home. See you boys on my way down. If you can see how I grown, money stacked taller than y'all. Y'all, y'all, y'all me. Y'all, y'all me.
Under the bar, but girl, what's new? I'm trying to make it out of firehouse by 9 o'clock noon. And I'm a little, late for sure. Hold your breath for my knock on the door. I'm trying to make it back home to mine, though, my lovely lady. It's so old, sick and tired of trying, I should've told the truth. I know you're so sick and tired of mine, I know you hate to lose. Well, I'm so, sorry, my lady. Spin your gears and your wheels like Mercedes. Tryna keep my end of the bar, my end of the bargain. Still searching, for now. I'm still working, it out. And girl, you wanna live a private life, but you ain't dealing with the sacrifice. Still working, as a bit of a star, but girl, that's you. I'm trying to learn to turn the lights down before they start to claw you. And I'm a little, sad for sure. Send a text, I'll be gone in the morn. I can't believe that I'm saying goodbye to my lovely lady. You're so bold, singing we'll be fine, like we signed a truce. But all your people, they don't want me gone and sticking around for fools. Well, I'm so, sorry, my lady. Spin your gears and your wheels like Mercedes. Tryna keep my end of the bar, my end of the bargain. I'm still searching, for now. I'm still working, it out. And girl, you wanna live a private life, but you ain't dealing with a sacrifice. Still working,
I'm
Okay. That was Leon Thomas, Treasure in the Hills. Quick little thing with some music. Coco Jones did drop her apparently debut album. I know she dropped the album before. I thought she did at least. But yeah, the debut album. It was pretty cool. There were some songs that I liked that I'll probably play like real soon. There was some features on it. Future had a feature, which I'll get to that. But yeah, it was a pretty good album. I'll probably end up re-listening to it again. And probably have like maybe some revised thoughts next week, but yeah, it was nice. She already dropped like a few of the songs, like I want to say Taste, so like I've heard that, but pretty good. Some pop, a little bit of reggae. Yeah, pretty nice album, pretty decent album. A good debut, because I feel like she's been like getting bigger as like time's going on. So I don't know, I feel like we'll see what song is like the hit off of this album, because I don't know, I just feel like someone from the R&B scene needs to like get bigger, at least from the woman's side, because I don't really think they have one. Like Kehlani's like good, but I don't think she's like I'm talking about like gonna hit like a star level. So we'll see if Coco Jones has that potential. But yeah, as for the album, I think it was pretty decent. I know some good songs on it. On Site was really good. AEOMG, if I remember the acronyms, if I remember the letters right, that was a really good song. On top of like the single she already dropped, like Taste Is Cool, Here We Go, I really really like that song. And yeah, I just wish there was more songs that really really stuck out. I feel like there were songs that like got just like caught under, like it didn't really like stick out. But I'd say it was like a pretty decent album though. But yeah, but as for the Future thing, there's like people who never turn down a feature, and Future's gotta be on the top of that list. Like every album that drops, he's definitely on it. It's gonna be him. You might see some Ty Dolla $ign. If you want to go into like more like rap, because Future does everything, I guess. You're not hearing too many albums without Travis Scott on it these days. 21 Savage. There's been a whole thing on Twitter, which I'm not gonna get into because people like to. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, a lot of guys who. Their phones, their lines always open, which is always funny. But even Lil Durk and Lil Baby for a little bit, but I don't know. Public opinion on Lil Baby has kind of not gone too great, and you know, Lil Durk is going through some things. We'll leave it at that. But yes, good album. I'll be back.
get it.
Oh, no.
Hey, look, you get it. Mm-hmm, yeah. Don't be tripping, I'll be there in a minute. You itty bitty, and I'll be there.
Was I just a fake?
Toxic is the front over my when I like shit. Like my Air Force Ones, I still be wearing that gray shit. Wonder if you pawned off my now. Price tag, tip it toe, cross my mind. Had me tripping dope. Remember that time we cut at the scissors show? She was singing low. We were so alone. And it's still fresh on my mind like new braids. I had the do rag, the ridges trying to make new waves. Trying to do anything to psych on my psyche, but that cycle get tiring. Can we run it? Bike, I think the chain broke. I slain this thing like ages. It may evoke addiction, now you itching for antidote. I want you to have a whole lot of my seeds like Angelo. The fruits of my labor from all that juice and savoring you.
Baby,
hey,
I just shed my shot. Do I have aim, baby? You really yacking up, I guess you got the rage, baby. Drip, baby. Brain, baby. Like we twins, same baby. I feel the same baby. Let the change, baby. Like I got invited, you know why I came, baby.
Still can't get over.
That was West Side Boogie, Can't Get Over You. Not much else to talk about, so I have a question. Question that I read. It was like, if you won the lottery for, let's just say, $500 million, what would you tell, like, if someone asked you what your job was, what would you say? And I've kind of been thinking about that, and it's just like, I don't know. You kind of got to give them an answer where it's kind of like, okay, that's interesting. Like, you got to give them, like, you got to give them, like, I'm a boring answer so they don't ask any more questions. Because I was thinking about, should we just, like, because you can't say you invest because they're going to be like, oh, what do you invest in? So it's kind of like, you got to figure out, ooh, it's blowing up my phone. Someone texted me about a group project. So it can't be invest. It can't be something that you actually like. It can't be something that's actually cool. So if you're like a vet, they're gonna be like, "Where do you work at?" See, that's too many questions. You can't be like, "My family has money," because then they're gonna ask more questions. I don't know. I don't know what job you'd say if you just won the lottery. Like, today you win the lottery and, you know, you drop out of school or whatever. and, you know, you're just living at home, taking up some hobbies, you meet a new person. Oh, what do? You're not going to say, oh, yeah, I won the lottery like a month ago. No, you're not going to say that. And, like, if you say investments, then they're going to immediately think you're rich. You just got to say that you do enough to get by. I guess you can just be like, I work somewhere, but it's remote. So that's it. So that explains why you're kind of home and you like pick your own hours, I guess. But what would be the job? I don't know. That's something I'll be thinking about, because I don't know how many people you're telling that you won $500 million, right? But yeah, that was my question for today. That's all I got. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know when I'll be coming back. Oh my God, I cannot spell. But I guess, I don't know, people who have a lot of money, I guess they just get hobbies like pottery or tennis or, I don't know, whatever rich people do.
Tell the whole world the truth is back. You ain't gotta argue about who can rap, cause the proof is back. Just go through my raps. New York, New York. Yeah, where my troopers at? Where my hustlers? Where my boosters at? I don't care what you do for stacks. I know the world glued your back to the wall. You gotta brawl through that. I've been through that. Been shot at. Shoot back. Gotta keep a peace like a boot ass. I ain't a new jack. Nobody gon' Wesley snipe me. It's less than likely. Move back. Let I breathe, shed I night. The more space I get, the better I write. Oh, never I write, but if ever I write, I need the space to say whatever I like. Now just
change clothes and go.
You know I stay fresh to death, aborted from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's exchange clothes and go. And girl, I promise you, don't step up to.
It's just me. And I ain't gonna tell you again. Let's get ghosts in the phantom. You can bring your friend, we can make this a tandem. Or you can come by yourself and you can stand them. Best believe I sweat out weaves. Give afro puffs like R-A-G-E. How you get if you can move it. Back it on up like a U-Haul truck. Then run and tell them ducks you heard Hobie Nook. He and the boy for real make beautiful music. He is to the East Coast with Snoop is. To the West Coast with faces to Houston. Young Hov in the house is so necessary. No bra with that blouse is so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. And why you front on me? Is that necessary?
Do I?
Till you look like a lame. Who don't understand a bra with a mean shoe game. Who's up on dot, dot, dot and Vera Wang? My, are you insane? That's just
what you want me to do.
Change clothes.
You know I stay fresh to death, water from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. So let's go.
Let's exchange clothes.
Yeah.
And girl, I promise you, don't stop my tune.
It's just me.
Sexy, sexy.
So necessary, man.
Sexy.
That's right. It's a groove. Bra with that blouse, that's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you frontin' on me? Let's go to my hotel. This don't go well with those Estas. Gotta stay fresh, my house shot with a respite. Oh no, my, please respect my jiggy. This is probably purple label or that BBC. No, it's probably tailored. And y'all acting way too tough. Throw on a suit, get it, tape it up, and let's just
change clothes.
You know I stay fresh to death, aborted from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. So let's go.
Let's exchange clothes and go. And girl, I promise you, don't step my tune.
It's just me.
Sexy.
Woo! Sing along. Turn your radio up.
Sexy.
Put your ass in there if you're in the club.
Snap your fingers now.
Your boy is back. Your bounce is back. Young is back.
I Gotcha by Lupe Fiasco. Yeah. I'll be back next week. Same time, same location. We'll see how many off seasons I have to write up, because a lot of teams will be getting eliminated by next week. And yeah, we'll see who's in the final eight of the playoffs. We'll see what music drops. And hopefully maybe there's some football news. But honestly, I don't think there will be. But yeah, I'll be back next week.
Drink, she loves drugs. I believe. This life isn't mine. Mom says that she's proud. For once my dad said it too. So I'll keep clinging to clouds until it all falls through. I'm trying so damn hard to make it out alive, but I think I might. When the kingdom falls, it turns to smithereens. There's no second coming, all you got is me. I'll keep telling myself that this life is for good. Even though it's a lie, I tell more than I should. So please treat me like it. I'm trying my best, do you see it? If it all starts to slip in, then I lose my grip. Will you stay? And will you hold me right through it? Promise me I'm not still on the fence. Promise it's not something that you said. Promise me you'll love me when it ends.
I've been lonely since the day.
Take it.
Listening to
Radio.
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
We're James.
And Mary.
We've been retired for 15 years and never been busier.
Life's tight, but we eat right by making whole grain sandwiches and chopped veggies.
We're heading out to our grandkids' soccer game, so prepping meals saves us time and money and makes lunch easy to pack.
Learn how you could eat right when life's tight. Visit snapedny.org.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.